What's up? This is Rain for Res Life.
Solomon is regarded as one of the wisest men who ever lived. He had everything you could possibly imagine: wealth, popularity, fame, pleasure. He denied himself no good thing. Towards the end of his life, he considered all that he had accomplished, only to conclude that all human achievement is meaningless when pursued as an end to itself. You could say that Solomon tried to find the meaning of life apart from God. And if you want, you can read more about his journey in the book of Ecclesiastes. In our study on purpose, we have suggested that God's first purpose for our lives is to have an abiding relationship with Him through His Son. His second purpose is that we demonstrate our love for God by showing loving kindness to those around us. Some will disagree. They mock the idea that God is central to living a purposeful life. They will instead look to wealth, career, popularity, fame, pleasure, in short, everything Solomon had, in order to find life's meaning. Perhaps you're one of those people, or maybe you know someone who feels this way. Yet Solomon concludes his quest to find meaning apart from God in this way. Quote, "After all this, there is only one thing to say: have reverence for God and obey His commands, because this is all we were created for. God is going to judge everything we do, whether good or bad, even things done in secret." End quote. What about you? Will you agree with the wise old Solomon, or will you reject his advice and walk in the light of your own reason?